Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 319 for Wednesday, March 23rd. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were about 50 to 80 cents per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday. The May contract was 70 cents higher at $474 as losses in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart balanced a number of bearish factors. Canola prices had been pushed lower in previous sessions as strength in the Canadian dollar made canola less appealing to foreign buyers. The loonie was handing back some of those gains on Wednesday, which allowed canola to advance. Canola's technical bias is to the upside, and traders are adding a weather premium into the market, which further supported prices. However, spillover pressure from Chicago Board of Trade soybeans limited canola's gains. Malaysian palm oil closed mixed overnight. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were all weaker. Soybeans were down 5 to 6 cents with the May contract 5 cents weaker at $9.05 per bushel. The soybean market might be overbought, which is bearish. Increased farmer selling due to stronger prices further pressured soybeans on Wednesday, as the futures had pushed above the 200-day moving average. South America's ongoing harvest also pressured soybeans. But strong export demand for the commodity, especially from China, limited losses. Corn prices were about 2 to 3 cents per bushel Wednesday morning, with the May contract at $3.67, pressured by spillover weakness in wheat and soybeans. The expectation that there will be more corn planted this year compared with wheat and soybeans was also bearish for prices, but that will become more clear when the United States Department of Agriculture releases their projections at the end of the month. But investor short covering could prop up prices as the USDA seeding intentions report nears. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 2 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago May contract down 1 cent at $4.75. A stronger U.S. dollar and heavy global supplies pressured prices in early activity. However, continued concern about winter kill limited losses, as U.S. farmers are still determining the extent of the damage caused by freezing conditions. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.